New country on Q106 from Jameson Rogers, Cold Beer Calling My Name. So this week, shared the story about my six-year-old daughter freaking me out as I'm leaving for work. I look over to the stairs, and there she is just standing there with a spiky toy ball in her hand and scissors in the other, and said that that spiky toy ball was stuck in her hair in the middle of the night. And you shared some hilarious stories about the gum, the slime, the goop that got stuck in your kid's hair. But Karaoke Matt says he has a story that tops them all, with his brother getting things stuck in his nose and requiring surgery. Hey, Karaoke Matt, tell us about it.
When my little brother was about 2 or 3 years old, he ended up having to have nose surgery twice because the first time he stuck stuffing from a stuffed animal and he shoved it up his nose, and we didn't know about it until however many days or weeks later when he had this terrible smell to him that you just couldn't even like handle it. So they went in and they removed that.
So you're freaking me out because a super sweet moment every night, my 8-year-old son still sleeps with the teddy bear that he got from his grandma when he was born. And I am just so nervous for the day that I see a little cut in it. I'm definitely going to sew it up right away. I don't want any of that cotton going up his nose.
Absolutely. Yeah, because my son, he sleeps with a little dinosaur.
Yes.
Luckily, we haven't had him trying to stick anything up his nose yet. So I'm hoping that's not going to be the problem. But at least I know what to look for now.
Oh, man. So, okay.
And the second time, he stuck a piece of gum up there. And we were able to get the gum out before anything happened. But the second time that he had to get surgery was because he shoved a Tic Tac up there.
A Tic Tac, like the fresh mint breath Tic Tac he stuck up his nose?
Yeah, and then the way we found out was there was little blue dripping down his nose. it was a blue Tic Tac that he shoved up there.
What is going on? How old is your brother now?
Now he's 21. So I like to give him a lot. I told him to make sure he's listening because I'm definitely telling the story about him.
Oh my God, this is great. So 21-year-old brother, does he have any memories of this when he was a kid, or is it just because the story was told so many times? Was he traumatized by any of this?
I don't think he remembers at all.
Okay.
But he definitely hears about it a lot because I make sure to bring it up at least 2 or 3 times a year.
And he had 2 nose surgeries. How's his nose doing? Is it all crooked? Does he look like a normal nose?
No, it looks like a great nose. They did good work. See, my nose is all crooked. I probably need a little bit of surgery.
No, stop it.
That's from different reasons, though.
Oh, man. Well, now that he's an adult, he better not be putting anything else in his nose, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. He's a good kid. He's a good kid. He stayed on that good path.
Good.
He's a good-looking kid, not as good-looking as me, but he's a very good athlete.
Had to get that one in.